It is Saturday, April 27, 2024, at 1:55 p.m. On April 25th, Emily Crane of NewYorkPost.com reported the following. Two Columbia University students who rushed to join NYU's violent anti-Israel rally are going viral after admitting they had no idea what the protest was about and wish they were, quote, more educated, end quote. The unidentified students rattled off their clueless rationale on the steps of the NYU campus in downtown Manhattan as a slew of NYPD cops clad in riot gear stood in the background, as seen in footage viewed more than 3 million times since being shared by former Mayor Rudy Giuliani late Wednesday. Quote, I think the main goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU is doing. End quote. One admitted when asked about the protest purpose. Asked if there was, quote, something NYU was doing, the student meekly replied, quote, I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they are. She then turned to her friend and asked, do you know what NYU is doing here? The friend, who was wearing a face mask, then bluntly asked, about what? Quote, about Israel. Why are we protesting here at NYU specifically? The student asked. Quote, I wish I was more educated, her friend confessed. The person interviewing the pair continuously moved the camera back and forth to capture the ridiculous exchange. Quote, I'm not either. I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU needed our support, the first student continued. Quote, I've heard there are lots of cops, and people were saying it was getting dangerous, end quote. It wasn't immediately clear when the interview took place, but it emerged just days after the NYPD descended on NYU Monday night to help clear a tent encampment there. Okay, that's the article. It's got a bunch of photos and whatnot. Wow. Yeah. So we're talking about the best and brightest, right? The one girl was from, was it Columbia? Was it? She went to school at Columbia, and I guess they both went to Columbia. You know, you hear about the stuff in Northwestern, Harvard. I mean, it's becoming a major joke right now. And it's like, what do you do? You know, how do you... This is, and this is why this is so important. People talk about, well, they're college students. They're young adults. Yes, they are young adults. I'm not going to try and make excuses for it. I think it is kind of funny. It's kind of pathetic too. But you know, I remember this in college. I remember this very well. The student newspaper. They have classified ads. And this was back in the day. You know, hey, $10 an hour. Come and make a difference for the environment. Come to protest for social change or something like that. And I didn't. And I thought maybe it's some kind of save the whale thing or something. I didn't know what it was for. Looking back retrospectively, I'm like, that's exactly what it was. It's probably show up at a certain place. Here's your sign. You're going to chant, from the ground to the sea, Israel, whatever, Israel must go. Or, save the whales, save the whales. Or I don't know what, whatever it is. You're going to chant it, mindlessly, sort of like a mindless mantra. Remember then they had the, was it the recall election in Wisconsin for Scott Walker? Then governor in Wisconsin, they had the public school teachers decided to have a quote unquote field trip. This was in a high school. They bust the kids up there. They were okay, we're going to go, walk around the Capitol building. Oh, by the way, they had signs and, maybe even, T-shirts and all that stuff. And these kids are showing up there and it looks like they have no idea what's going on. Right. And so it's a similar thing right now. There's another article that I want to do a podcast on talking about how Hamas is, they are with the sympathizers, obviously, and that they want to help them to be better organized and to cause more disruption on the college campuses. Right. And I've already talked about guys like Mike Cernovich, who was mentioned by Steve Bannon on the War Room, where he was saying, look, you've got one group of communists communists, the Palestinian protesters, the anti-Israel, hate all Jews, burn down America folks. You've got them up against the communist administrators at the universities that don't really believe in free speech. He's like, who am I supposed to cheer for here? I'm going to start taking bets. This is actually kind of entertaining. And he's right. I think people need to see more videos like this from the New York Post. I think there is a short video on there that has a lot of clips from the exchange, because the student is totally clueless. And this is an Ivy League. These are two Ivy League students who are standing there. We don't know what's going on. Did NYU do something? Well, obviously they must have done something. Look at all these evil pigs here. Excuse me, all these evil police that are in attendance and the full riot gear. What is America becoming? you can't even chant death to America anymore, or do this, that, and the other thing without having to worry about being arrested. We're gonna see more stuff like this. I don't think these protests are going away, these anti-Israel protests. Once again, I want to make something clear. I don't like Netanyahu. I don't necessarily agree completely with what the IDF has done. They say over 14,000 people have been killed. Once again, this problem can be dealt with very quickly if Hamas would just hand over the, 130 or so hostages that they still have. That would totally put the ball in Netanyahu's court. But for whatever reason, they're not doing it. Anyway, you know what? The fun's going to continue. These kids are going to continue to, lead these sort of astroturf protests on these college campuses. And that's, if you notice, I don't think you hear too many of these protests going on in China or other countries. all these great Chinese, all these great communist countries, you don't hear about these things. But here in the U.S., oh yeah, we're going to, and not only are we going to chant, death to Israel, we're going to chant death to America, because, we're all about, American civil liberties and, free speech and all that stuff. And of course, we're going to use it to try to destroy the system, that has given us this freedom. So, look, to a certain point, I understand they're kids. They're college kids, but they're still kids. They're young adults, but they're kids. They're still learning. But that's where, at that point, you have to be able to learn to think critically. And you have to question things. And, for these two quote-unquote Columbia students, Ivy League students, they should be stepping back and saying, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Why are we here? Maybe we need to... And I'm glad at least the one said, maybe I need a little more education on the subject. You think? Yeah. Well, you're an Ivy Leaguer, so you can probably read past the fifth grade level, so maybe you should do that. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. All righty. Anyway, take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.